They're sometimes known as granny flats, in-law units, or tiny houses, but they are technically known as accessory dwelling units, and they're legal in Ann Arbor. This is Lisa Berry, and several community conversations are planned about the ABCs of ADUs in A2. And the person who came up with that great name is joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, the organizer, community architecture educator, Jessica Letaw. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
For people listening and may not be familiar, what exactly are we talking about? What's an ADU?
So an accessory dwelling unit is a way of housing more people, either in an existing home or on someone's property. So a garden apartment, a basement apartment, something that's incorporated into a home, but is actually used as a separate home with separate entrance and separate utility lines. You could also be talking about a backyard cottage, often referred to as granny flats. So it's actually an entirely separate building, typically in your backyard, maybe next to your house, but that you can use to house members of your extended family or other people in the community.
These have been legal for over a year now in Ann Arbor.
Almost 2 years, coming up on 2 years.
Yep. There's not very many of them.
That's right, there's very few.
And why would that be?
You know, the process is very difficult. Because there are so few, it's not necessarily very well understood, and the building department is kind of having to invent the wheel with every single project. There's also a challenge that the utility fees being assessed are relatively high. So for something like this, when you're building something small or essentially renovating your basement or a part of your home, you'd be hoping that the project costs are fairly small, but the utility costs for something like this are driving the cost per square foot for a project pretty high.
And once you build the ADU, you pay your own utilities separately, right?
Exactly. Each dwelling unit, what's referred to as the primary and the accessory, pay their own utilities, and that's both water and energy.
So what is the goal of the ABCs of ADUs in Ann Arbor?
So there's a couple of goals, really. It's a series of six events over 2 days, four geared towards homeowners and two geared towards building industry service professionals, architects, builders, design builders, and so on. And the goal is both to educate on what ADUs are, what the process is to develop them, and to make this available as an opportunity for people who may not understand that this is something that can solve one of their problems. So, for example, people who are looking for a way to house their aging but independent parents, or as a friend of mine refers to it, where am I going to stick my mom and dad, without necessarily having to send them to a senior community.
Right.
This has also been used in other communities as a way for parents to house developmentally disabled children so they can have them independently living, but nearby. And then still more folks, although this has typically been a minority in the other communities, do use these as short or long-term rental opportunities. So students, new professionals to the community, things like that.
When I heard about your events, I got excited. I thought, aha, I'm going to build one in my kid's backyard.
Yes.
And this is like the perfect place to stay. But does this also sort of address the affordable housing issue in Ann Arbor?
Absolutely. And that's actually where this entire idea came out of. So in 2015, Washtenaw County authorized a report that they called, it just rolls off the tongue, the Housing Affordability and Economic Equity Report. And what it was doing was talking about actually housing access across all of Washtenaw County. Mm-hmm. And I really like it because it addresses the unique challenges and opportunities of Ann Arbor, as opposed to Ipsy, as opposed to the smaller cities and the townships. And one of the things that they noted for Ann Arbor is that we need more housing of all different types. And ADUs were noted as one of the top 10 solutions, or I should say approaches,
really,
to how to expand our local housing inventory. And it's a way, one of the things that I like about it is that it doesn't rely on policy. It doesn't rely on, you know, 100,000 people agreeing on one thing. Individual homeowners can add individual homes a little bit at a time. And so we can see a really small incremental increase in density, but it's housing that's typically more affordable than a brand new built apartment or a big new building downtown, which I am also excited about, but isn't necessarily adding to our affordable housing directly.
Mm-hmm. So you, Jessica Letaw, I'm assuming have done a lot of research on this because you're having these public events.
I have, yes. And it's been really fun to read about different communities like Denver, Santa Cruz, California, Portland, which is where our speaker is coming from, and how the different communities have approached adopting and then using ADUs.
Tell us about the speaker that will be part of these events.
Yeah, absolutely. So Holly Huntley is a design builder. She's originally from South Carolina, but has been living in Portland for several years now. In 2009, she founded the design build firm Environs, and she originally was offered all services, but evolved very quickly into specializing specifically in ADUs, or again, accessory dwelling units, design and construction. Portland is a really interesting environment to operate in because their ADU ordinance is fairly mature. They legalized in 1998, so Holly came in about a decade into that ordinance, and at this point, they're far enough along that they are able to offer incentives for sustainability and affordability. So Holly gets to build a bunch of different types of homes for a bunch of different types of people. So one of the reasons that I wanted to invite someone from the outside is that I wanted someone who really had kind of a deep bench of designing and building and thinking about ADUs. And Holly's such a frequent flyer that she was invited by the city to sit on their Development Review Advisory Commission recently. So she's there as kind of a critic to, and I mean that in a productive way, a constructive critic to the development process. So Holly is going to be coming in to speak both to homeowners and to building industry professionals to tell us more about ADUs in general, specifically the design and construction. And then in addition to that, I and city staff members, Ann Arbor city staff members, and local lenders will be in the room to answer questions specific to Ann Arbor on our zoning, our permitting process, and on lending practices.
Since this is technically new construction, you can kind of jazz it up, can't you, a little bit?
You absolutely can.
Nice countertops.
The sky is the limit.
All right. And as a community architecture educator in Ann Arbor, what is your vision? What do you see happening with these?
Yeah, for sure. So I'd love to see homeowners who have been looking for a solution for their extended family to see this as, oh, this is the solution that I didn't know was out there. Mm-hmm. ADUs, part of the reason they don't exist is because the process is a little bit challenging right now, but I think most of the reason they don't exist is that most people aren't aware of them. So I'm hoping both to let homeowners know about this as a solution for challenges they may be having, and for building industry professionals to understand how they can add this in as a service and a product that they can provide to local people.
All approved by the city of Ann Arbor.
All approved by the city of Ann Arbor.
What's the cost estimate?
The cost estimate depends, of course. I mean, these are relatively small projects, so it depends on whether you're retrofitting one of something within your home or whether you're building something new. And if you're building something new, are you tearing something down to create that something new, or are you rehabbing, for example, a garage or something like that? So Holly's really going to get into the details of what the cost expectations for people can be.
When are these events taking place and where are they being held?
Absolutely. So there are 6 events over 2 days. You can find them if you go to Eventbrite and search for the ABCs of ADUs in A2. They are over Tuesday, August 14th and Wednesday, August 15th. The public events start Tuesday, August 14th at 1 p.m. at Summers Knoll School. Everyone is invited to attend, but we do ask that people register because space is limited. The next event is open to the public, but it's geared towards downtown and historic district homeowners. That is August 14th at 7 p.m., and that's at the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority offices, which is 150 South Fifth Avenue. The next event is the following morning, Wednesday morning, 9:30 a.m., back at Summers Knoll School, and I just want to say thank you again to Summers Knoll for hosting all of these events. They are very enthusiastic about ADUs adding to Ann Arbor's housing access and affordability. And then the next event for the public is that Wednesday evening, August 15th at 7 p.m. We'll be back at Summers Knoll School for the final event.
Jessica Letaw, thank you so much for sharing the information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Lisa, thanks for having me.